Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast. Today, it's an all-pundit show with Don Tatro, Mike Draper, and Mylon Hawkins for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, it's an all-pundit show today. It's a great one. We have Don Tatro here. He's the executive director of the Builders Association of Northern Nevada. Mylon Hawkins is vice president of Interface Computer Associates and a longtime Democratic advocate. Mm-hmm. And Mike Draper is a partner with Argentum Partners. Pleasure to have you all here.
Good morning.
So we're taping this the Monday after the government is reopened and the shutdown is over, at least for the next 3 weeks, we hope permanently. Who are the winners and losers, Don?
I think generally, I think the president's having a tough time to save face right now. I think we go back to the original problem when I was on your show a few weeks ago. Congress needs to do their job of funding the government. They need to get back to the power of the purse. So the American people lose in the long run when we have these continued deadlines. We work under CRs. We don't properly fund the government. You can have appropriations all day long, but you need to authorize the spending. So until you get back to people actually funding the government and Congress doing their job of funding the government, we're going to continue to see the government shutdown, the threat of a government shutdown, these horrible negotiating at the last hour. And I would wish Congress would get back to the original idea of their founding, which is to control the purse and to have a long-term budget. Get back to the Gingrich, Clinton days of a balanced budget. We're never going to balance the budget at midnight, 23 days or whatever it was into a shutdown. It's not going to happen. You have so many political priorities and you have so few statesmen, people who are thinking in the long term and how to get their objectives funded. So until you get to that point, we're going to continue to see these last minute deals, and it is not the way to run a government.
Okay, but the big difference between then and now is the influence of the 24-hour news cycle and the internet and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram that we didn't have to deal with, or politicians didn't have to deal with back then. Now you have Rush Limbaugh and Colta, you know, demanding that the president do certain things, or, you know, calling him a wimp for backing down. It's a whole different world.
It is a whole different world. But if you're a grown-up, you don't pay attention to that. And unfortunately, the president is not a grown-up. And he lost. I mean, this is Trump zero, score Pelosi. And that does not bode well for the next 2 years. Because I think we are going to see an unruly, undisciplined human being at the head of this country continue to pull these things off. And unless Congress comes in and does its job and make it very clear that this is what they do and this is what he can do, we are not going to be in good shape.
Speaker Pelosi obviously scored a massive victory here. And I think also pointed out, you know, I remember a couple of years ago when ISIS was on the rampage, and I had a friend say to me, oh my gosh, you know, these people are out of control in the Middle East. They're going to spread across the world. I think there was a huge article in Newsweek or one of those magazines that was just all doom and gloom in terms of how ISIS was going to take over the world. I said, it's not going to work out that way. I think the same thing is happening in Congress, where you are seeing, first of all, you saw it with the courts and Donald Trump, and now you're seeing it with the Congress and Donald Trump, that the president has tremendous power, but he doesn't have all the power. There are three co-equal branches of government.
Well, I think that, I mean, we see that at the state level too, right? We're about to start a legislative session next week, and we've got a lot of similar questions out there. I think that our government was founded on checks and balances, and it works best when we have checks and balances. But the idea of checks and balances is all based on the ability of people to come together and have a discussion. We've always had disagreeing points of view. The frustrating part about this was the latest example, and maybe the loudest example, was we have lost the ability as an American people to have a discussion, to have a dialogue about policy. Now, I would actually slightly disagree with what you were saying, Mylon, in the sense that the president ran on a campaign. Half of the people in this country, give or take, half of the people in this country voted for the president. And one of those campaign promises was to build a wall. Whether we like it or not, half of the people in this country voted for him, and that was a primary promise. So at some point, that discussion was coming and had to be had. So I think that's the part where I agree with what Don was saying also, is this conversation was coming, and instead of forcing it into the last couple of weeks or the last couple of days before the government wasn't going to be funded any longer, we should have been having this for a year or two instead of this outrage from half of the American public that, what does he want to do? Well, he said that all along, and this president just happens to have delivered on the things he said, whether you agree with it or not.
My point is, there was a Republican president who was going to build a wall, a Republican Congress, and a Republican Senate. Why wasn't it funded then?
60 votes.
Yeah, but if you know how to wheel and deal, Mitch McConnell could have done that, and Nancy Pelosi couldn't have stopped it. But the fact of the matter is, the Republicans don't want the wall because it's more complex than putting up a concrete barrier. So dropping the word wall and talking about border security, you're going to get wall, you're going to get drones, you're going to get more people along the border. You have to talk about what the real problem is and not say, I'm going to build a beautiful wall.
I agree to some part, but I've actually been to the wall in Yuma, Arizona, and it was effective sometimes. And I watched one video where they turned it into a giant garage door opener. So you have to have the security behind it. I also believe you have to have true immigration reform. Mm-hmm. We brought it up for years. Reagan gave first amnesty. George W. Bush was stopped by the Republican Party. It's, again, only fixing part of the problem. When you only focus on the wall and you don't focus on the larger part of the problem,
right.
We have a broken immigration system that nobody is willing to fix. They kick the can every single time, and I don't care what party it is.
Yeah.
They always move the goalpost. Nobody's ever willing to come to the table with reasonable solutions. The industry I represent is all for some type of visa program, some way to work.
You guys are
not
just for it, you're desperate for it.
Absolutely. I mean, labor is such a huge problem right now in the construction industry. So to bring in labor, and we're trying to fill it locally through a variety of programs, but to bring folks in, that's a problem. I do agree that you need to focus on border security. You need to have a technology wall, if you will, where you have drones and everything else. But I do think a lot of the media focuses during the Republican presidency under Trump, they don't focus on border security, drug smuggling, human smuggling, the real atrocities that occur at the border, whether it be bringing in people in through national parks. I've seen silos where the mule left dozens of people to die because he knew border security was onto him, so left him in the Arizona heat with no water and dozens of people. So having those things happen is what we should be trying to fix. And largely the media ignores a lot of that stuff when you listen to it, and it's focused on the individual who has a sad story. That's absolutely something we need to look at with a holistic immigration reform.
Okay,
but you also need security.
All right, and let's look at the media, because you know nobody has benefited more from the Trump administration than the media. Newspapers were failing across the country. The New York Times subscription rate, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post are through the roof. I mean, every major newspaper in this country is doing better than they were doing, much, much better. All of the TV networks are doing better because you mentioned the word Trump and huge audiences are tuning in.
That's absolutely true. It was the same with the Clinton Lewinsky scandal, right? Newspapers were flying off the shelf when you had the Clinton interview with, was it Katie Couric? I mean, there wasn't a taxi cab on the street during that time. So yeah, they love conflict, and it's also a conflict of interest. So the same as I want, you know, the statesman rather than politician representing me in DC or Carson City, it's the same with the media. I want the true journalist representing or telling us the issues rather than the person who is trying to grow their Twitter following through conflict. So you're always going to have that back and forth, but I think there are a lot of real issues that we could dig deep on, and it would benefit the general public if we rise to the level of the expectation of the individual.
And yet, Mike, and you're somebody who has been doing public relations for many, many years, but you're dealing with less and less people, most of the publications that you deal with, because the realities, for example, at Gannett and Reno is that they are cutting the staff, and the staff is doing a phenomenal job with whoever's left, but you turn to the paper on a Monday morning and it's 4 pages long and it's filled with stories from Fernley rather than stories from Reno.
Right. Well, I think that, like you said, what's interesting is the Trump administration has almost rewritten the rules of journalism, because now you see major media outlets rationalizing editorializing, when editorializing was not something that you'd expect from the media 10 or 15 years ago. And really, that's because they're trying to compete with, as you mentioned earlier, with social media. And I think that the other thing you see in a 24-hour news cycle is policy isn't what's important, politics are what's important. That I'm constantly marketing myself, I'm constantly posturing, I'm constantly using, I have an outlet now that I can perpetually sit there and prepare for my next election, or use as leverage in a negotiation. I'm constantly posturing, and I think we've seen a lot of that, and we're seeing that more and more, where both the media and social media are being used to posture instead of to facilitate discussion that might bring about policy.
Okay, so Mylon, you're somebody that's certainly involved in social media. What's your take on that?
Social media is what I call the double-edged sword. It's great if you can get the facts out. The problem is that in social media, so much of it is the sky is falling. You know, we're in crisis mode all the time. People get on cranks, and the social media perpetrates that. It doesn't matter if it's coming from Washington or if it's coming from your next door neighbor who heard the latest rumor about something. So in working with social media, and I manage several groups and pages, I have to go through everything to verify what is being asked of me to put out there, to verify that number one, it's the truth. I can't tell you how many pieces of information in a day I end up throwing out, because it's strictly garbage. And that's very dangerous.
Well, I think the biggest thing that's missing all across the board, whether it's in private conversations or within the media, is context. We have information, but not the context to put that in. And when you don't have context, that's a very dangerous place. Let's take a break. We'll come back much more after this.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel show in progress here with Don Tatro, Madeline Hawkins, and Mike Draper. And I had to cut you off there. We went to make some money. But
I think we were talking about traditional media and social media and their role, particularly in politics today. But I think social media is real reflective of what we were talking about traditional media, in the sense that If I put something out there in on Facebook or Twitter that's benign, nobody's going to read it. So if it trends towards the middle, nobody's going to read it. If it's agreeable, nobody's going to read that. So a lot like what we talk about with traditional media and what sells papers and what gets eyeballs to tuning into TV stations, it's not a lot different on social media. The more I can throw something out, whether it's credible or not credible, the more I can incite people and really draw a reaction, the more people are going to look and pay attention, the more relevant it makes me as someone that's posting on from my keyboard and from my office or my laptop. The more I get a reaction, the more relevant it makes me in that conversation.
Years ago, the NBC affiliate in Reno was a joke, and I'm talking 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And they became relevant when they did a skinned dog story that everybody tuned into because it was so horrific, and they just kept perpetuated that, and it turned that station around. It became a real news function, and now they are a legitimate news source as they are today. But that was the story that got them turned around, was a skinned dog story.
Well, that story makes me cringe as well.
Exactly. So I mean,
almost
that's
willing
my point.
To go do the research. But
all the graphics, by the way, were in red.
Oh, I can't imagine. Yeah. But I think you look at, I'm saying, you have all these keyboard warriors. If the four of us sit down in a room, it's a lot harder to throw those words around than it is when you're sitting there with your coffee and nobody's looking and you just throw out these words. And I think it undermines a lot of the process. If I don't care what side of the aisle, go look at their Facebook feed and people will be calling for horrible things to happen to them and their families and whatever it is. So the public discourse needs to rise above. I don't know how we get there, but I think people are craving it. I think you're seeing that through a variety of mediums, but people are tuning out to social media a lot more. I don't know about your organizations, but you send a mail piece and the response you get now, when snail mail was deemed dead years ago, in the internet age, now it's kind of coming back. So I think we cycle through some things. I hope that people step up and quit listening to the wild diatribes of their neighbor who's going to talk in, nonsensical, non-factual, divisive terms. And I think it's so easy to divide people, but you get people that unite them, and people want to follow that. It's really easy to get sidetracked by the people who don't, but you can get a large group in the middle by laying your arguments out there in a productive way, and it helps to have some good PR folks behind it, but words matter, and if you get people putting in the right words, you're going to get the right audience. It's just real easy to have the vitriolic rhetoric that gets people to click on stuff, the clickbait, but that dies down pretty quick. People lose their
Mike,
appetite.
Mike, are you seeing a slight, because I am too in terms of my Facebook feed, seeing a slowing down of postings of this hysterical nature, mainly because I hide the ones that are the crazies, and you know, you end up with just the people you want, not necessarily the people I agree with. Certainly there are lots of people on there that philosophically I might disagree with, but they're friends. There's no reason why I wouldn't want to be friends with them.
I don't know if I'm seeing a slowing down, and that's not because there's not, but I am seeing an increase in people that are looking for substance. And organizations and companies that are starting to value. We've lost, I think, through social media, or because of social media, because in part of social media, the desire to be educated or the ability to be to learn something new. And I think we went through a time where everyone's opinion, you know, was what we learned from, instead of actually companies taking the time just to say, look, I don't even need to voice an opinion. I just need to show you a little bit about what I do, or an organization or a person saying, this is who I am and this is why. And then whether I agree with them or not, now I have some context for their point of view. So I am seeing a lot more people start to be more creative about how they're educating rather than just throwing out rhetoric.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more with our All Pundit show right after this.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're in the middle of an All Pundits show here with Don Tatro, Mylon Hawkins, and Mike Draper. One of the things that shocked me about the government shutdown was how quickly people that most of us have thought of as secure didn't have the money to survive a month. That shocked the heck out of me. I know that there's been discussion for a long time about people not having $400 or $500 for an emergency, you know, savings account. But the fact that people who have what we would consider good jobs couldn't survive a month without going to a food bank.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't get lost in this conversation, is that, I mean, when you hear the stories of the very high profile stories of members of the Coast Guard who were having to go to a food bank or to feed their families, that's pretty alarming. And I think that's something that we can't lose in this discussion, is we need to go back and address some of those things to either provide people support or resources, or make sure that they're educated enough to know how to budget those resources.
Or have a law passed by Congress, which they could do, to not allow shutdowns to happen.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, you know, that's the cause. But what I'm talking about is that you have an issue in this country where 40 years ago we got rid of defined pensions and we went to 401ks. And I thought at the time, this ain't going to be happening.
No.
You know, this is not going to be a pretty situation. And here we are 40 years later, and we're going to see all kinds of crises with senior citizens who have no money.
Well,
and,
Sam,
and this
no
is the same
one,
thing with working people.
Right. No one knows this better than I do, because I have spent 33 years of my life working with people who have a chronic condition. And they have to survive on a medication that at one time cost $50 to buy and now costs close to $1,000. And that is why so many of the people who were put out for that month, if they didn't have health insurance, because a lot of them, believe it or not, don't, and they needed to buy a bottle of insulin, they couldn't afford to buy it.
You got the last 10 seconds, Don.
Great. Well, I think, yeah, we need to address a lot of those things, whether it's the rising cost of housing, which I'm intimately involved with. Attainability is an issue. We have rising cost of goods, lack of labor. Show me a vehicle where the cost has gone down. Show me a single product that we're now purchasing where the price has gone down, and what's the impetus for that? I largely think that we've interjected so many bare minimums through the government that it's rising the cost of everything. If you look at a code book from a safe house built in 1975 that was this big and now it's this big, I have them on my desk, those all add to the bottom line cost. And so when you have 30 to 40% of a house being cost of regulation just to get off the ground, it's not a hammer or a nail or a piece of wood, prices are going to go up. And when we keep
And we are out of time, sir. That's where we got to leave. Thank you all.
Thank
Great
you.
Show. We'll
thank
be right you, back. Sam.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, Rob Hooper. He's the Executive Director of the Northern Nevada Development Authority. We'll see you then.